And welcome, everyone, to the JD Studio Show. I am your host, Josh Dayton, with a wonderful selection of guests with us today. We have Bree Savage.
Hello.
And I'm so happy, Zach Painter.
Hello.
It is just us for this week, but that is all right. We will do just fine. So let's go into what's been going on in our lives. Painter, you haven't been here for a while. How about you start?
Well, it's kind of been all over the place, to be honest with you. I haven't done a whole lot. Well, I went to St. Louis a few weeks ago, and then I had finals last week. So up until after that, I haven't really done anything. So
yeah, so you're officially done with college. And you're the only one in here that is, because Bree and I are in summer classes.
Oh, yeah. They're so much fun, aren't they?
Yeah, no, I didn't do any summer classes. I probably should be, because Calc 3 is a thing, but...
That's a good segue for you, Bree. What's been going on in your life?
I took a Calc exam today. Kind of iffy on it. 30% of my grades, so pray for me.
That is a lot for a test.
Yep.
Is that just a normal test?
Yep.
Oh my, okay.
Yep.
That is crazy. Well, I've started babysitting, so I'm up every day at 7:15. And the past 2 days, I have gotten up and left my house at 7:15 and haven't gotten home until nearly midnight, which is my own fault. But hey, I've had things to do. So with the three of us, this will make this interesting because we are going to play Would You Rather. Once again, I have my fantastic little source up here. So we'll just go through and see what we have. All right, here's our first one. Would you rather sleep in your parents' bed every night or weep every time someone tells a joke in front of you? Bree, you start.
Would parents be in the bed or is it just their bed?
It doesn't say. But I feel like with what they're proposing that they're probably in the bed.
Well, I mean, I don't want to cry every single time someone tells me a joke. So I guess, well, no, because, oh. I might cry, actually, at the jokes. Yep, we're going for that answer.
All right, what about you, Painter?
I feel like that's a good choice. Considering the alternative, I would rather weep. I mean, you could laugh so hard that you cry. So, I mean, that's a thing. So,
I think I will probably go the same, simply because as much as I love Jack, and I would love for him to be in my bed, that's way too crowded for two people and a dog, even though Jack is tiny. Oh my goodness, here's one. Either have no thumbs or only have thumbs. Painter.
Oh geez. I would like to only have thumbs. What? Like I do with my hands, I'm always giving somebody a thumbs up.
I think that's a great answer. What about you, Bree?
Well, aren't the other fingers just, like, taller, skinnier thumbs? So would just having my fingers...
I believe the saying is that not all thumbs are fingers, but all fingers are thumbs. Or it's the other way. Yeah, while Painter Googles that. because I just... Yeah, I can't remember. I always think that I know it, and then I'm always wrong.
Yeah.
Like most things in life.
I'm just going to go with all thumbs.
Well, I think the biggest thing is that what separates us from the animals is the fact that we have posable thumbs. But at the same time, if I don't have thumbs, does that mean I can climb things like an animal?
Probably not, because we're a lot bigger than them, and so we would have to have more.
Oh, if it involves muscle, I'm out.
Pretty sure it involves muscles still.
Do we have a verdict? Are thumbs fingers or are fingers thumbs?
Well, all thumbs are fingers, but not all fingers are.
So they are different.
Yeah, so they are different.
All right, and that's unfortunate. And that confused me. So let's move on. Here's one. You have to answer.
Oh no.
Because you won't like it, but I'll let you go last. Would you rather eat a hot dog or eat a hamburger?
Oh.
Because Brie, are you still a vegetarian? Did you switch back?
No, I'm still a vegetarian.
Yeah. So, you will still have to answer. You'll have to pick. I will go, depends on the place. That's irritating. I'm gonna say hamburger just because.
Well, I'd have to say hamburger for no other reason than hot dogs are inferior to hamburgers. So.
And Brie, if you had to pick, you're starving on a desert island.
Hot dog.
Fair enough.
I miss Coney dogs, like from BK. Like, I'm not going to go and eat them, but it doesn't mean I miss them.
sorry, this next question I enjoy very much. Just because I like the interesting ones. It makes for a more rousing discussion. Would you rather have to kill three of your neighbor's pets or kill one of your own pets?
What?
Well, see, here's the thing for me. I don't want to kill any animals. But if I'm going to kill one, I can't kill my own pet. Like, I am weak that way. So I'm going to have to go with the neighbor's pets. Brie, you have like 1,000. So what's your answer?
Not that I say I would kill any of my animals, because I love animals, but I have too many cats. So, I mean, if one of them has to go, one of them has to go.
Yeah, how many? What's the number up to now, not counting the one that's about to have kittens?
We used to have 8. We're now down to 5.
But one is pregnant.
But one is pregnant. But those cats might not last because incest.
Painter, would you rather kill 3 of your neighbor's pets or one of your own?
I'd have to kill one of my own simply because, well, right now I have a cat that's dying anyways, so.
That's bad. I'm sorry.
I hate to say that, but it's 3 against 1 also, but. Move on.
Yes, this one is not great either. Would you rather put a toothpick under each toenail and then kick a wall, or real quick, Painter, you can see the question. Do I rephrase that because the term is very offensive?
We don't have a big enough following now. Go for it.
Okay. Would you rather do the toothpick kick a wall thing, or would you rather be scalped? Oh, goodness. I have had a lot of toenail problems in my past, so whatever, I'm used to it. I'll kick the wall with the toothpicks. Brie.
What was the second part of it?
Be scalped.
Be scalped? What does that mean?
Google it. Actually, don't Google
it. No. The easiest way to explain it without getting too much into political history and the problems with America, it's when you just cut the skin off of someone's head.
Oh, absolutely not.
But then you can wear a wig.
You're not alive anymore, so.
I would just kick a wall.
With the toothpicks? you're a brave one, I see. Painter.
Do I have to answer this?
Yeah.
Toothpick. Definitely.
Yeah, Brie, we can talk later about the problems with America, but we aren't going to do that right now.
Okay.
Would you rather believe that your friends like you or know exactly what your friends think about you?
Oh!
Now, I believe I know that some people believe that ignorance is bliss. Shout out to Isaac Meyer, who isn't with us this week. But I would rather know what people think, because then they're not lying to me.
Yeah, I've had too many fake friends in the past. I'd rather have them.
Like Philip.
No, not Philip.
Philip, oh man. Yeah, I would say I'd rather know what they think about me, because, yeah.
Makes more sense.
Yeah, that just...
I've had to drop friends in the past. I ain't supposed to drop more of their faith.
Yeah, we're not going to do that. Oh, here's one. Have a Pepsi or have a Coke?
Either.
Well, you have to answer.
Honestly, Pepsi, probably.
I don't know, because we're kind of... I enjoy both, but I've been... Lately, it's been Coke, I guess. So
yeah, the answer for Josh.
Yeah, Josh is holding up a Coke here, yeah.
I'm holding my can of Coke just directly in front of his face. So I would choose Pepsi.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Simply because then if I ever have a Coke again, it'll be that much better for me.
Better for you.
We're not going to do it. but look at that one.
On a podcast, that'd be so
great. We'll have to remember that one. Oh, this is a great question. Would you rather fight a shark with bear arms? So like your arms are the arms of a bear. Or would you rather fight a bear with the arms of a shark? Painter.
Well, first I would question why. And then it would probably be a bear with shark arms. Because I don't know. What are shark arms?
They're fins. A shark has fins.
So they're not arms then.
Yeah.
So if we don't count fins as arms, does that just mean there's like an armless bear?
Does that mean you have no arms? Does that mean that when you fight the bear, because sharks don't have arms, you don't have anything, and you're just kicking the bear relentlessly?
You kick.
Wait. Hold on. Are we fighting the bear with we have like shark arms, or is it a bear with shark?
If you have shark arms, you're fighting a bear.
And if you have bear arms, you're fighting a shark.
Doesn't really make sense. I'd still go with the bear.
Well, see, here's the thing. On a practicality standpoint, you need the bear arms to be able to win.
Yeah.
But think of the slapstick comedy you could have just trying to take a bear down with fins. It means, no, whatever animal you fight, the other animal's arms replace your arms.
I thought it meant that, like, you have...
Oh, you thought you meant, like, the shark had the arms of a bear, and the bear had, like, fins.
The shark doesn't have arms, it'd just be kind of a bear torso with nothing.
Well, let's just do it both ways, then. Let's do the your arms change first, so I will still go with I want the shark fins. What about you, Bree?
I would take the bear arms and fight the shark.
Okay, now to flip it around, would you rather fight the shark that has bear arms instead of fins, or the bear that has shark fins instead of arms? Bree, you start.
Repeat the question.
So this time, nothing happens to your arms. So, like, you are normal. But if you fight the shark,
okay,
instead of fins, it has... Yeah, you get it.
Okay. A bear with shark fins, because I feel like a shark with bear arms is absolutely terrifying, because they have the teeth and the claws. So that's a no-no.
Yeah, they would rule the ocean more than they already do.
Yeah, I would go with the bear with shark fins, because then they can't really use their fins.
Then the bear's just kicking at you, like I said earlier.
Yeah, so let's go with the bear.
That sounds hilarious. Let's do that. I agree with that. For my answer.
Man, that was an interesting question. Would you rather be 4 feet tall or 8 feet tall?
4.
That was a quick answer. Why would you go short?
I hate being tall.
But think about it. You could walk under most drive-through signs and still be under the height requirement.
See, being 4 feet, yes, is really short, but I feel like it's more normal than being 8 foot tall.
And think about it. You'd, like, have to crouch everywhere you went. Your legs would get so strong.
That would hurt my back.
Painter.
I don't know. I feel like being 8 feet tall would, like, hurt your heart because it has to pump blood, you know?
But so, finding clothes would be impossible.
Yeah, that too. I'd have to be 4 foot tall, even though that sounds like fun being 8 foot tall.
No, well, think about it. Let's say if you're 8 feet tall, you have a larger heart to compensate for it, and then you just become a seamstress, and then you just make all your own clothing. And then you start a clothing line and become the next Heidi Klum.
Nah, I'm going to stay with being 4 foot tall.
Me too. But also, I changed that because how many roller coasters can I ride at 4 feet tall? Almost none of them.
I don't think you can ride them at 8 foot tall either.
No.
Yeah, it's because you're going to hit your head on the roller coaster.
Oh no, then I die doing what I love. I'm picking 8 feet tall. Ooh. Would you rather know the exact time and place of your own death or know the exact time and place of the death of everyone around you? So, like, your friends and family, everyone that you love. And if it's around you, probably walk into a grocery store and know when the people there are going to die. That's a tough question.
I'd rather know I die.
You'd rather know the time and place where you die?
Yeah.
Well, we need to specify here that if you know it, you cannot change it. So, like, if it says, oh, on June 1st, 2019, in your front yard, you're gonna die, and try to go somewhere else. Like, if it's set in stone, no matter the circumstances, it still happens.
Yeah. It's just, like, because if I know how long I have left to live, then I'm just gonna, like, change my whole life plan and, like, have fun and stuff.
What about you, Painter? Yeah.
See, if I knew my own death, I could at least, like, be at peace with it, maybe. Like, I'd be, okay, I'm gonna die. I'm okay with dying at that point. But if I knew the time of everyone else around me, I feel like that would be hard to get out of my head. I feel like knowing your own death time would be easier. You'd be like, yeah.
You'd be like, well, should I tell them? Like, do I tell them this is gonna happen, or I just let them go about their daily routine? But also, if I know the deaths of everyone around me, then, and I'm gonna do exactly what I did last time when we played Would You Rather and be the, but think of the money I could make on gambling. Like, if you were like, hey Joe, I bet you $1,000 that you'll die tomorrow, and then they're like, all right, I'll put it in my will, and then they do, and then they're dead. And then you get $1,000. So I still think I'm going to pick my own time, but that's just an interesting thought. Out of curiosity, the website I use lets you see the percentage of people. So let's see. It's 43% for knowing your own death and 57% for knowing other people.
That is insane.
It's very actually decently split. Yeah. Oh my goodness, this is a throwback to early 2010s YouTube. Would you rather this is every time you listen to a song, it turns into Nyan Cat. Or every movie you watch turns into Badgers, Badgers, Badgers.
Panic.
I'll go. Okay. Because here's the thing. I love movies and music, but at the end of the day, I love movies so much more that I'm gonna have to give up music. Also, as much as I love Badgers, 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 I adore Nyan Cat. Tanner.
I'd say Nyan Cat because think of all, is it like just the straight Nyan Cat song, or it's gonna be like,
no, it says it turns into it, so I'm guessing you hear some of it and then it changes.
Okay, so can it be like So could it be like different renditions of Nyan Cat, or is it just the straight Nyan Cat song? Either way, I'm picking it, but
I think that it's the same song. I get what you're saying. Like, it would be interesting if, like, you listen to a rock song and then it becomes rock Nyan Cat, yeah, and so on and so forth, but I don't think that's the case. What about you, Brie?
Honestly, I like music more than movies. So
yeah, that's fair. So you're picking Nyan music.
So,
just out of curiosity, the votes there are 53% for Nyan Cat and 47% for Badgers, Badgers, Badgers. Would you rather be better looking in person or better looking in photos? It was a weird echo. I didn't like it. I would say in person because I try to never be photographed, ever, except for the few times where I've been on screen at JD Studios, which you can find on our social media at JD Studios 208 on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So I will pick better looking in person. Painter?
Well, we all seem to be better looking in photos anyways, except I'm usually not, so I'd say that one.
And what about you, Brie?
Yeah, it'll do for the Instagram likes, yo. Okay, so I'd rather be better looking in photos. Speaking about Instagram, it's breezy_savage. There we go.
Let's see the percentages on that one. It's 6% photos, 94% in person.
Really?
Yeah, that gives me slight hope.
All right, Dana, in the world. We're part of the low percentage.
That's a good one. I like that one. Would you rather have an uncontrollable itch that just shows up randomly, or would you rather always have chapped lips? Brie, you start.
Probably an itch.
Any reason?
I have a reason, but I don't want to go into the reason.
Okay, moving on.
I honestly don't care. They're both gonna suck. So, I think, though, I probably could never play baritone if my lips were chapped. Like, just think about that. Like, that'll never work. So, I'll just go with the itch. Painter?
I'd say chapped lips, because I was on medicine that made me have chapped lips for like 2 years anyway, so I might as well go back to it.
Fair enough.
Chapstick is a great thing.
The percentage, it's 50-50.
Wow.
Ooh.
Even though the number of votes is not the same. There's
a high error on that. They can't call that 50-50.
It should be like 49-51 towards the itch, because there's 12,000 vote difference.
50.13 something or other, or some weird number, and they just round it up. That's kind of dumb, but
who cares? Would you rather?
You good?
Scrolled past a question that was not good. And then got to this question that is so ethically wrong, but I'm going to do it anyway. Would you rather be hunted by people or have to hunt people? I'm going to say hunt people because I'm not a very good shot. No, I would rather be hunted because I'm very good at being invisible and hiding. As an example, yesterday I played hide and seek with my cousin who I babysit, and she walked right past me 4 times, and then I managed to switch rooms 6 other times before she found me, because I'm invisible. Painter?
I would say be hunted by people, because I don't really have any reason. It sounds more fun, so.
It's like the ultimate game of tag.
It sounds more ethically and morally better, I guess. Oh, okay.
Brie, what's your answer?
I would rather hunt people.
Well, Brie, you are in the 84% of people.
All right.
My goodness. We're gonna do one more question. And then we'll move on to the next thing once I find a question that I don't hate strongly. Be a wizard or be the king of England? I will heavily judge you based off your answer. Painter, you start.
Just because I know it's going to make you mad, I'd rather be the king of England. No other reason.
Bree, what would you pick?
The wizard.
Wizard's magic. We're in the 82%.
Do you believe in magic, magic, magic?
So we're going to move on here. There are a couple trailers that have come out this past week that I want to touch on. I want to do a shout out right now. I've already done it once today, but I'm going to do it to Isaac Meyer, who said both of the trailers in that chat made me sad, which I can understand for one of them, but not the first one we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
So the newest Pixar film, it's called Onward. Had a trailer drop on Friday or Thursday, depending on your time zone. And it has Chris Pratt and Tom Holland as brothers, which, first of all,
amazing.
Yeah, they're great actors. They've all done great things. Chris Pratt, Jurassic World, which isn't always great. Parks and Rec, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Tom Holland, also the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but he's done some other things that are quite good. This trailer doesn't tell much of anything, really. So my plan is just to talk about our impressions and then wildly speculate for a minute. So, Brie, what did you think about the trailer?
I thought it was amazing. I love Tom Holland. I think it was really cute, and I really want to watch it.
Do you enjoy Tom Holland as much when he doesn't feel so good?
Don't do that to me.
Painter, what did you think?
I don't really have a whole lot to say about it. It looked like an interesting concept, and I hope they do a good job on it.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, is there's not really a ton to say about it, simply because there isn't much that happened. If you look up the official plot summary for this movie, it says, set in a suburban fantasy world, two teenage elf brothers embark on a quest to discover if there is still magic out there. Which seems very interesting. I mean, it could be literally anything at this point, nothing about it. But in general, I think that it could be quite good. Now, Brie, are you familiar with the Pixar?
With the what?
The Pixar theory?
No.
Well, I will give you a brief summary before we talk about this then. There is a theory that has been out for a while, where every single Pixar movie is in the same universe at different points in history, which is very interesting. The theory is incredible. There have been several variations of it. Brie, I can send you a link to a video later that explains it. But basically, like, it starts with Brave and ends with Brave.
It starts with Brave and ends with Brave?
Yes, because time travel and things. But, like, it goes from the animal days to the human days to the machine days back to the animal days, and then it goes full circle. But, Painter, where do you think this fits in? Do you think this is before the Brave era, or do you think this is during the Monsters, Inc. area where the animals have kind of come back?
You know, I'm not really sure. There's not really a whole lot of information right now, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it's definitely a tough call. We'll just kind of have to wait and see. Our other trailer. Now, before we go in, now, I have not seen the movies in this franchise. I have heard great things because they are considered classics by a lot of people. but I don't think any of us in this have seen them, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we were talking about Rambo Last Blood. Rambo First Blood, it's obviously a callback to that. The trailer feels very Old Man Logan to me, but the difference is that Sylvester Stallone is not superpowered and just looks like a really old guy trying to kill a lot of other guys. And I don't know what to think because I don't know the franchise, but the one thing that gets me about this trailer, if you watch it, which I recommend you do simply because it's going to age horribly, is that the soundtrack in the background is Old Town Road.
I'm gonna take my horse to the Old Town Road and I'm gonna
no more. Yeah, it just, it is, it's not good. Like, I don't really have an opinion on that song besides the fact that it's overused. But in general, I just think that's a really stupid call to put in the trailer for this movie. That's supposed to be an epic conclusion to things that people a few decades older than we are would appreciate. But overall, just on instinct, and we'll go back and do this for Onward, but instinct, yes or no, right now, would you see this movie, Painter?
No, probably not.
Bree?
No.
I think I would, simply because why not at this point? I'd like to see if it's good or if it's not. And then back to Onward, right now, would you see it, yes or no, Bree?
Heck yes.
Painter?
Yeah, why not? I probably would. Even if I didn't seek out to watch it right away, I'd probably see it eventually at some point. So,
I would say yes, though. I'm very bad at keeping up with Pixar. I have not seen the past several Pixars, except for Incredibles 2, which I had to go see. I never saw Good Dinosaur or...
What? What's that?
I never saw that or Coco.
Oh, Coco's really sad, too.
But I believe I've seen the other ones. No, I've only seen the first Cars, and I will never watch the other two.
What?
But other than that, I've seen all the other Pixar films. As we begin to go into what's in the works, so as you guys are listening to this right now, congratulations, blooper reel for Fred Slaughterhouse will be coming out later today. Or it's already out. I don't know when you listen to this. I'm indifferent. But the day that this releases will also be the day of our blooper reel for Fred Slaughterhouse. As well as, you can look forward to, I mentioned it last week, in the next couple weeks, you will be getting some movie reviews from myself and a couple other people in the JD Studios crew. I'm very excited for that. We were just working on the set for that earlier today, which was a fun time, right, Painter?
Sure, fun. Well, we can call it fun. It was a little challenging to get the correct layout, and we're not done yet. So
the problem is that we are not professionals as much as we want to be, and lighting is annoying in small spaces. Small space. And also, the room that we're using does not make me happy, only because of other things that we've done. Flat out call it out. Top notch trivia. I also want to put it out there. We've kind of had a shorter episode this week with a smaller crew. Next week, longer episode, bigger crew, and we will once again do fan questions. So we'll put it out on the social media, and you can put anything in, and we will bring it up in next week's recording, unless another question from a certain someone, and then I will ignore it again.
You probably will, but you can just ignore it. He does that to Kate's YOLO things.
Yeah, I see it all the time. But other than that, everyone else is welcome to put their questions in, and I will read them, and we will go over them on the podcast. But also, True Intentions is going to start filming 3 weeks. We will film the first scene. I'm very excited about that, despite the fact that I still have so much work to do to get to that point. But I'm very excited about that. I don't have the people involved in that scene here, so we will go into that some more later. I also want to thank everyone again for the support on Fred Slaughterhouse. It is our second most popular video. And just in general, it seems to have gotten a lot of good feedback, and I appreciate that from all you guys. So, that's the show for this week. Once again, thank you guys. Our social media is at JDStudios208 on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can stay up to date on everything that we do by accessing that. So, we will see you guys next week. Bye!
Bye!